God's design. We call him Jesus. He came to now. Oh, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. And my empty grave, because in it I can face tomorrow. Because here is God, because I know he holds my future,
and life is worth a living just because he lives. And then one day
I'll
cross the river. I'll fight life's fight.
Oh,
the war within. And then nothing gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory for. I know he reigns, because he lives. I can face tomorrow, because he lives.
Because he lives.
All fear is gone, because I know.
Yes, I know.
He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then in our day, God sent his prophet, just as he
promised that he would send
to prepare a bride,
prepare for this sense of mercy,
and Christ in me is there to prove that's worth the living,
because
I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone,
because I know, yes I know,
he holds my future, and life is worth the living just. Because he lives.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Our God is alive. And as long as he's alive, we can face tomorrow. Praise God.
Amen.
How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord this evening? God richly bless you. Shall we bow down our heads for a moment? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for this privilege that we have, O God, even at this time of evil time that we are living in, we have this grace. We have this privilege, Lord, to come to your presence. Father, we thank you for yet another time like this, O God. Even Lord, as we have come, we know that, Lord, it is your calling that has brought us here. And Father, the purpose for it, O God, tonight, Lord, we believe we are going to receive them. So, Lord, we just commit every aspect of our word, Lord, into your hands. The preaching of the word, the hearing of the word, Lord, we surrender all to your hands, God. That, Father, the Holy Spirit will take his place amongst us, O Lord. And, Father, bring the word to us. And grant us, Lord Jesus, tonight as it is a prayer meeting, O God. Grant us the spirit of prayer, O Lord. The Lord, we pray deep from our hearts, Lord. The things that, Lord Jesus, the Spirit is groaning within us, O Lord, let the utterances come forth to God. And as it comes, Lord, we believe that it will never return to us void. We believe that, Lord, it will establish. Bless us tonight, O God, even as many that were not able to come. Father, we commit all of them into your hands. That the blessings of tonight, let it be their portion also, O God. Father, we thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Peter 1. We read the 10th and the 11th verses. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to welcome you, brother. Don't worry. 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11. Let's hear the word of God. Amen. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Amen. Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads? Heavenly Father, we've read your word. You are the author of your word, O God. Father, we pray that, Lord, you lay your hands upon your own word, O God, and make it alive unto us this night, O Lord. Father, if there are any vacuums within us, O Lord, we pray that, O God, you fill those vacuums, Lord. Let's leave you, O God, a blessed people, O Lord, that we continue, O God, to look unto you as long as you live, O Lord. We know we can face tomorrow. Amen. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, you're all welcome to the house of the Lord. And our precious brother, George, and our sister, and little Joshua, y'all welcome back. Amen. We really missed you. And we are thankful that the Lord has taken you away and brought you back. We thank God. Amen. And as I'm looking over there, I'm seeing a familiar face. Maybe he's not familiar to the church, but I remember him very well. He once visited me when I was in Rush. He came with Brother Vlad, Brother Milo. Yes. Brother, you are welcomed. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And I see my brother David also here. Brother, you are welcomed. God richly bless you. And God bless all of you. You are all welcome to the house of God. Amen. So we have our scripture this evening, 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11. And I have a topic here, diligence of the called. Diligence of the called. Because when you look at what we read, he said, wherefore rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Amen. Give diligence. And what is that meaning, the meaning of the word diligence? It comes from the word, the noun, diligent. And to be diligent is to be absolutely careful. Praise God. To be absolutely careful, conscientious, thoroughness, carrying a task or a duty. Amen. Amen. Be very careful, absolute carefulness in carrying a task or a duty. Praise God. And so we are the called. Brother, you've been called. I've been called. All of us have been called. So what is this diligence that we are supposed to exhibit? Praise the Lord. What is this diligence that we are supposed to exhibit as a called children of God? Amen. When we say to be careful about carrying a task or a duty, when you look at the word task, you may think that, you may ask, is worshiping God a task? Is worshiping God a task? Of course, yes, it is a task for the unbeliever. Amen. Some people feel it as a task. Because of why? Why? Because they are still living in this flesh. So worshiping God becomes a task for them. Praise the Lord. You see? But God's task does not need a physical what? A physical strength. God has a task, truly. But God's task doesn't need a physical strength. Praise the Lord. Of course, the children of Israel needed physical strength to do Pharaoh's task. Praise God. The children of Israel needed what? Physical strength to do Pharaoh's task, Pharaoh's job. But God's task, it doesn't need a physical strength. Praise the Lord. The task God will give to you, as Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise the Lord. So the task of God is a question of just believing. Amen. To believe. The task God will give to you, it is what? To believe. Amen. It doesn't need your physical strength. But man will give you a task and you have to use your physical strength. And so worshiping God, some people find it as a task because they are in the flesh. They have to use their physical strength. They have to struggle before they can come to church. Oh my. Praise the Lord. They have to struggle. But if you are in the spirit, amen. Praise the Lord, it is just part of you. Amen. Nothing, you see, you don't feel anything. It's amen. Part of you. Amen. You just feel, even you see what? Something pushing you. Amen. That's the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, We see, well, let's call, when God called Abraham, he said, Abraham, get thee out of your country and from your kindreds and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Praise the Lord. See? He said, I will bless you and I will multiply you. And I will make you a father of many nations. Make you a father of many nations. Whilst Abraham, we all know, had not even one child. And age is against him and the wife. They were aged. But God said, I will make you father of many nations. Get thee out of your kindreds. You see the task God gave to Abraham. Praise the Lord. To leave the comfort of his home. To go to a place where he doesn't know where he was going. And meanwhile, brother, look at the age of Abraham and the wife. When God called him, he was 75. The wife was 65. The whole of their life, they have never had a child. Then God says, I will make you father of many nations. Hallelujah. That's a task for him to believe it. Amen. But it has to take what? Faith to believe. Amen. See, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see. So, Abraham, the task God gave to him, he was diligent. He held it carefully, with absolute care. He was diligent to the call. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was a task, difficult task. Amen. But yet, he said amen to it. Amen. And started moving because God has spoken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brother, maybe if it were to be me, I will consider this to be Lord. See, because when you begin to challenge God's word, you begin to reason God's word, then it shows that you are in the flesh. Then it becomes what? A task for you in the flesh. Because you are going to use the flesh to answer to the call. Praise the Lord. But when you are in the spirit, you believe by faith. Amen. As long as it is God, thus says the Lord. Amen. And so we see that Abraham, age was against him, age was against his wife, yet God says he will do what? He will make him father of many nations. And he waited for 25 years. Now he was what? 100 years. The wife, 90 years. And then God came to him again to fulfill. He said, look, I've not forgotten my promise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe you said, 25 years. That's why what? Sarah laughed. That's why Sarah laughed. You promised 25 years, you've seen nothing. And then you come back again to what? To say that promise I gave to you is still standing. Praise God. But Abraham believed. He still held on. He still said, I believe it. And the promise came. He had a child. And when the child was grown, young boy, God said, take the child, go and sacrifice him for me. Another task. Go and sacrifice him. Brother, it got to be in the spirit. If you are not spiritual, this you said, but you said you make me father of many nations. I've got only one. And that one also, you want me to go and sacrifice him. But Abraham never reasoned with God's word. He took the child and started going. Praise the Lord. And look at how the utterance in him came to pass, because he was spiritual. Praise the Lord. The utterance that came out of him, it became yea and amen. When Isaac, the son, asked, "Father, here is the wood, here is the fire, but where is the sacrifice?" He said, "God will provide himself a sacrifice." Amen. God will provide himself a sacrifice. And what he said, it came to pass. God truly provided himself what? A sacrifice. Tonight, my brother, my sister, if we will be diligent to our call, our utterances got to come to pass. Praise the Lord. Because we are the seeds of Abraham. The Bible says, through faith and patience, he inherited the promise. Through what? Through faith and patience. All these years, when he was 75, the promise came. Through faith and patience, he waited and inherited what? The promise. And the Bible says, after he had patiently endured, see, after he has patiently endured, he obtained the promise. My brother, that's where sometimes we find it very difficult. The endurance is true. It's sometimes very difficult. But we got to be diligent to our calling. Amen. Amen. We got to be diligent in our calling. Hallelujah. And make sure that our election is what? Is so sure. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, when you read Romans 4:18, he said, who against hope believed in hope, as Abraham against hope, he believed in hope. Amen. That he might become the father of many nations, according to what, according to that which was spoken. See, what God has spoken, that settles the matter. That he will be father of many nations. He hoped against hope. Amen. Against hope, he believed in hope. Praise the Lord. Amen. So shall thy seed be, and be not weak in faith. You see, verse 19. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Oh, glory be to God. I like that word, persuaded. Amen. We are persuaded that nothing can what? Be against us. As long as God be for us, we are persuaded nothing can be against us. Oh my. I like that word, persuaded. I am persuaded. Oh, praise the Lord. That song is yes, I know whom I believe it, and I'm persuaded that he is able. Amen. Amen. To keep every promise.
that he has promised.
We got to be persuaded, my brother, that he lives. And as long as he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. My brother, things are, you see, the devil has made things so difficult for the children of God. Things very difficult. But we are persuaded. We are persuaded that as long as he lives, we can face tomorrow. No matter what the devil will bring, we can face tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Just like Job, you see, Job also went through the same task. But the Bible says Job never sinned with his lips. Praise God. When even the wife came to her, to him, and said, do you still retain your integrity? He said, curse God. Look at how you are suffering. Curse God and die. And Job said, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hands of God and shall not receive evil? He said, in all this, Job sinned not with his lips. He didn't say anything against God. See? He was diligent about what? About his calling. Amen. Now we are coming to the other side, Israel. Israel was also called. Israel was called as a nation. The prophet said, when Israel was in Egypt, they were the people of God. But when they came out, they were called out, they became the church of God. So Israel also was called out. But meanwhile, the number of people that were called out, they were about 2 million. Praise the Lord. But how many of them were diligent to that call? How many were found to be diligent to that call? It was only Joshua and Caleb. Out of 2 million, only Joshua and Caleb started the journey from Egypt and they were able to enter into Canaan. Only two. The rest of the people were what? Were born in what? Within that 40 years. They were going. God was just taking them around. Because of what? Because of stubbornness. Because of unbelief. Because of doubts. Praise the Lord. They weren't diligent to their call. It's only Joshua and Caleb. Praise the God. Joshua and Caleb alone. My brother, we have been called. And we got to show that diligence of our calling. And that diligence of our calling is nothing but what? It's faith and believing. Praise God. And so when Joshua and Caleb, their calling, they were diligent about their calling. You know, when Moses sent 12 elders to go and spy the land. And when they came back, 10 of the elders brought evil reports. It was only Joshua and Caleb that said, we can what? We can defeat the people. Hallelujah. And tonight, we are going to stand on Joshua's faith. Praise the Lord. What did Joshua say? Let's say Numbers 14 verse 9. Because this time, as I've said, the exhortation will be very short and we will pray more. Amen. Joshua said, he was telling the people when the 10 elders brought what? The evil report. Then Joshua was telling the people, he said, only rebel not. not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we are going to tell all those demons, they are bread for us. Amen. He said their defenses is departed from them. They have no defense. So, my brother, those demons and evil spirits and sicknesses and diseases and all those things that are warring against us, their defenses have departed from them. Amen. If only you'll be diligent to your calling tonight, my brother, my sister, and take faith. Amen. Amen. Their defenses already is departed from them. They are just like bread tonight before us. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, and the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Tonight, the Lord is with us. Praise the Lord. We are not alone. As long as he lives, oh, we can face it. And so, fear not. Amen. Fear not. Take away any spirit of fear, any spirit of doubt tonight. And whatever we are pursuing in the name of Jesus Christ, victory is coming. Victory has already been won for us. Their defenses have completely departed from them. They have no defense. Amen. And then when you go to Joshua, chapter 3, verse 9. That's where we are going to call the names of those demons that are just always making their faces like this. They are trying to, sicknesses and here and there, the children here and there. Look at the way how the demons are just attacking the children here and there. Tonight, all those demons, their defenses have departed from them. Praise God. Joshua 3:9. And he said, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the word of the Lord our your God. Amen. Amen. Tonight we are gathered here to hear the word of the Lord our God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Amen. First, know that he is here tonight. Amen. Believe that he is here tonight. Amen. That he faileth not in his word. Amen. That where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. That he is here. You must believe that he is here. Amen. Praise God. The captain of the Lord host is here. Amen. So he said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you. He's going to drive out from before you. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. All the Canaanites, all the Hittites, all the Hivites, all the Perizzites, all the Gigashites, all the Amorites, all the Jebusites, all the ice, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the ice. Amen. They are called ice. They are all demons. See? Couldn't you see it? All of them, their name ends with ITES. The eyes. They are all demons. Amen. Tonight, our God is amongst us here. Amen. All the eyes, we are going to break them down. Amen. The eyes, that has eyes that come in the form of sickness, child sicknesses, and joblessness. Only thing Lord, we are looking for their eyes. Praise the Lord. Their eyes. And tonight, their defenses is what? Has departed from them. They have no defense. They are just like a scarecrow. Praise the Lord. Scarecrow. Standing there like this. Huh? Just frightening you. My brother, just push it down tonight. It's just a scarecrow. Our Lord God is amongst us tonight. Amen. And he's going to fight for us. Ours is just to say, amen, God. Amen, Lord. He will do the fight. And it is not a physical strength. It is faith, believing. Praise God. Just believe that tonight all the eyes that are in your life, the eyes that are worrying you, the eyes that are contending against you, the eyes that are warring against you, the eyes that are making life difficult for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Their defenses have departed from them. Amen. It is what? For you to just believe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, last Sunday, the message that came, somewhere along the message, the pastor said, when the Jacob's his children came to him to demand that Benjamin follow them to Egypt, Jacob said, oh, Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. Now you're coming to take Benjamin also away. He said, all these things are against me. He said, all these things are against me. But they were working together for good. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's the ways of God. They were working together for good. Amen. When we left here, you know, the message was for me. Because when we left here, my car will not start. Praise the Lord. My car will not start. If this message had not come, I would have said, ah, but why God this? What? You see, I would have been complaining. But the message just gave me encouragement. Oh, praise the Lord. All these things are working together for good for me. Praise the Lord. So it really made me feel really good. So the car is parked at the yard here. Amen. I don't feel anything bad. See, that's why the word of God, when we come to the house of God, something will be said. Because God knows what is going to happen. So something will be said to encourage you, to let you stand. Praise the Lord. I would have asked, why all these things against me? I've come to worship God and then going home, my car will not start. I would have begun to murmur, complain. But the message that I received, I said, oh, praise be to God. Amen. All these are part of the things that are going to work together for good for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I don't know what might have happened on the road. See, that's the way how God works. Amen. So you give glory to him. Just believe that as long as he's alive, you can face tomorrow. All those things that are working against you, they are working together for good. As long as you are called, as long as you believe in him. Oh, praise the Lord. How many believe? Oh, that you are called. Then we should show that diligence like Abraham did. Like what Job did. We can call a lot of them, but because of time, we need to pray. We can call on David. Oh, hallelujah. See? David was diligent to his call. As long as he had been anointed to be king of Israel, And he had not yet gone and sat on the throne. He was not afraid of anything. God has already anointed him. To be what? To be king. Amen. And so when Goliath stood there, see, he said, this man. He said, why are you people just waiting for this man? And uncircumcised Philistines to what? Defy the armies of God. I will cut off your head today. Amen. 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 See? He was diligent to his call. Amen. And he was making, he was exhibiting the faith he had in God. Hallelujah. I've been anointed to be king. I've not yet sat on the throne. So I cannot die. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. As long as your God lives, you cannot die. As long as your God, he is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, that all powers belongs to him. Those powers are yours tonight also. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the eyes, their defenses is broken. You know, when Joshua crossed the Jordan, they saw that angel with the sword standing there. Amen. Amen. That angel had already gone and destroyed all the foundations of what? Jericho already. Amen. Amen. He had gone to what? The defense of Jericho. He had destroyed all of them. So those pillars were, those walls were just standing there just like that. There was no strength in it. They were just a scarecrow. Praise the Lord. What did they do? Just went round. Blew trumpet, shouted. The whole world had to fall. Their defenses were what? Had departed. Those foundations have been what? Has already been broken. Tonight, my brother, what has been your eyes? What has been your eyes? Tonight is here. Take what? The arms of faith. And stand up tonight. And say, victory is mine. Let's stand up, my brother. Come and give us this victory is now ours tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Take the arms of faith tonight. The eyes that are worrying you. The eyes that are warring against you. The eyes that are fighting against you. Tonight, their defenses are what? Oh, hallelujah. They are just like bread before you. They are scarecrow before you. Victory is yours. Victory is mine. Oh, hallelujah. Tell Satan, get behind me. Tell Satan, get behind me. Get behind me.
I told Satan, get thee behind me.
Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine.
Hallelujah.
Joy is mine.
Joy
today is mine.
Oh, it's mine.
I told Satan to get behind me. Joy today is mine.
Oh, healing.
Healing is mine.
Hallelujah.
Healing is mine.
It's mine.
Healing today is mine.
My,
I told Satan, get behind me. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, peace is mine.
Peace is mine.
Peace is mine.
Mine.
Peace today is mine.
Oh, it's mine.
I told Satan to get behind me. Peace today is mine.
Oh, rest is mine.
Oh, rest is mine.
Hallelujah.
Rest,
oh, rest is mine.
Rest, rest today is mine.
Oh, it's mine.
I told Satan to get behind me.
Rest.
happy tonight.
Is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, victory today.
Oh, it's mine.
I chose Satan.
Keep the eyes behind me.
Oh, victory, victory today is mine.
Oh, victory.
Victory is mine.
Oh,
victory is mine.
Victory
today
is. Oh, it's mine.
I told Satan to get behind me. Victory today
is.
Oh, David. Victory is yours.
Victory, victory
joy is yours.
Hallelujah.
Joy today
is. Oh, it's oh. Mine.
I told Satan.
Get thee oh, behind me today is.
Oh,
mine.
Yes, sir.
Oh, victory is.
Victory.
Victory today is. Oh, it's mine.
I've told Satan.
I told him,
get behind me. Victory today is. Oh, my brother, what are the eyes that are pursuing you? The eyes that are warring against you? The eyes that are contending against you? Tonight, victory is yours. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I thank you that you have broken all their foundations. You've broken their defenses. The eyes that are pursuing and destroying all what I have trying to achieve, Lord. Father, tonight, I thank you for your word. I say I've taken it, Lord. I've received it, Lord. By faith, I'm showing my diligence to your calling. I, tonight, Lord, I bring in my faith towards your word, oh God, to hold on to your word, to make it alive. My brother just prayed to your Lord. He's just close to you. He's just standing by you. He's just standing by you. Pray against every sicknesses and diseases in this house. Against children. Pray. Remember our children. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, the eyes that are tonight, lay them before the Lord. Tonight, those defenses are broken. Victory is yours tonight against all those works of the enemy. You got the power, my brother. You got the power, my sister. You've got it.
Father, when I look unto thee, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. Father, you quicken me, Lord, and you strengthen me, Lord, even upon this hour, Lord, Savior. Give, Lord,
you got it, my brother. You got it, my sister.
Give me, Lord, Savior. Let us know that. Calm this, Lord, Savior. Lord, I know me.
Oh, yes, sir.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
Let's pray that night, and in their pain, to say, the chains were loosed and they were free. Oh, they sang, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. Some midnight
reach out and pray.
Reach out and pray. To heights unknown. Oh, they will fall in Jesus. I bless your name. I bless. Oh. Hallelujah. I give. So if you find, that in your life you in a bed
of time so hard, reach out by faith,
to heights unknown. Oh, you will find your heart. I bless your name. I bless. Oh, hallelujah. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are. Truth and the way. Oh, we bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless. Oh. Hallelujah. I give you honor. I give you your name, I bless your name.
Brethren, we are going to pray again. And this time our prayer, we are going to lift up this church before the Lord. This is the place where we come to hear the word of God. This is where we come to straighten our lives. This is where we come together as a body. We need tonight to raise this church before the Lord. The enemy will always fight where the truth is. Brethren, never think it is so easy to be within the body of Dublin Christian Fellowship. Don't think that this is all about it. Said our battle
It's not blood and flesh. It's spiritual. The enemy is fighting and will fight against the children of God. We need to pray for our pastor, because if the devil can get him, he gets the whole church. We pray for the officers in this church, the deacons, the song leader, the trustee, the ministry in this house. Tonight, my brother, let us lift up this church before the Lord. All the parasites that are against this church, all the Amorites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, all the ites that are risen against this church, if they are, tonight, my brother, my sister, remember, this is a place where we come to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. It must remain holy. It must be without blemish. It must be without wrinkle. It must be a holy place. That is the church. Jesus says, the husband, the bridegroom, said he will present to himself as a wife. Let's remember in our prayer tonight that the Lord will raise that standard. His Spirit will raise the standard over this church. That when even the enemies will come in like a flood, that standard is already there. Pray for the blood of Jesus Christ to be applied as a token upon this church. I don't know if you know how to sing this song. The church is marching on, and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. I don't know if you know how to sing it. Amen. As you sing this song prayerfully, my brother, my sister, let's put this church before the Lord.
Amen.
The church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. The gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. Oh, the church is marching on. Oh, the church is marching on. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on.
Hallelujah.
The gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. The bride is marching on.
The bride is marching on. Oh, yeah. Glory,
the bride is marching on. Oh, the
gates of hell cannot prevail. The bride is marching on. Oh yes, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The bride is marching. The church is marching on. The church is marching on.
Oh, the church is marching on.
Oh, the church is marching on. The gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching. The church is marching. The church is marching on. Oh yes, the church is marching on. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. Oh, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on.
My brother, do you believe that the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it? Because that's what Jesus said, I'll build my church upon the rocks, and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Tonight, let's stand upon that word and tell Satan, all your works can never prevail against the church of God, against the bride of God. My brother, let's pray tonight and commit the church into the hands of the Lord. The Lord, if there is any spot, if there is any wrinkle, if there is anything that is contrary, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Where he lives, I will follow. In the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, before our brother brings the song, let's listen again what Joshua said. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, he said, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. He said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is amongst us here, and that he will without fail drive out all before you.
Hallelujah.
He will drive out every evil spirit, every contrary spirit. Let the Lord drive those contrary spirits.
Hallelujah.
The Jebusites and the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Hittites, those spirits, the Lord will drive all those spirits from amongst us.
He leads me up. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling.
Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the garden. the garden, I'll go with him through the garden, I'll go with him through the garden, I'll go with him, with him.
You saints, it was such a nice, wonderful evening. Hallelujah. Tonight.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I feel like we have been through a very harsh winter.
Amen.
And now we are going into summer. The devil has had his way here, doing what he wants, and we were just watching him destroying this and that and this and that. But I feel that this is a season of restoration.
Amen.
And I know that this time he has no more room here.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I am determined.
Amen.
I am determined, even if it takes whatever it takes, my life. I am determined not to just watch him do what he wants, but that we must come against him now.
Amen.
It's time that we must.
Hallelujah.
Because I remember the days when we had sweet fellowship among the brethren. I remember the time when there was such brotherly kindness and love. Even at 1 a.m. you could phone a brother, he would come to you to your rescue. I believe that those are the things that Jesus Christ died for us for.
Amen.
And that we cannot let the devil take that away from us, because we can't buy that with money. Those are the precious things that God gave us. And we must come against him to take back what Jesus Christ won for us on Calvary. Let's just close now in a word of prayer as we go home. Just a reminder for youth meeting. This weekend we will start at 3:30 and finish at about 5:15. Give them some chance to eat something, and then we have a communion evening on Saturday. So we'll meet here 3:30 with the youth. Parents are welcome as well. So please come and support your children at that time. Let us pray. Father, I feel like, Lord, even the children of Israel, when they were in bondage in Babylon, one day they stood by the river and they remembered Jerusalem. Father, as I stand and look back through the years, Lord, I stand and remember the fellowship we had, Lord. I stand and remember, Lord, Father, thy presence, the powerful services we had. Yet, Lord, somehow the devil has come and stolen everything that you had given us, Lord. But Father, I'm thankful for the work that you have started to do now to restore, Lord, the spirit of prayer among the people. Lord, may this spirit be upon us, Lord, until the victory is won. Lord, let us not rest day and night, Lord, but be in prayer on our knees to claim back the things that has been stolen away from us, Lord. I pray, O God, Father, that you would strengthen me, Lord, that you would start even with me, O God.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray, O God, that there would be no rest in my soul until, O God, there is brotherly kindness restored among the brethren. Lord, until love is fully restored, Lord, amongst us, O God. Father, let it be, O God, that, Father, we would stand shoulder to shoulder, one with another, Lord, and come against this villain who has stolen away our victory. Father, we are determined for tonight. We see there is an opportunity, Lord. Father, we see, O God, like Samson, that there is a chance tonight that you would restore, Lord, O God, all the years, O God, that has been stolen from us, Father. For we know you are a God of restoration. Lord, O God, and even though the walls might seem strong like Jericho, but we are believing in the captain of the host, Lord, that he is with us tonight, Lord, and that you would go with us, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, for you are a true God, a God that loves his children, and we are your children, Lord. You said you'd never forsake us, but that you'll be with us, Lord, every step of the way, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would place us, Lord, in a place where we are constantly in prayer, Lord, and meditation. Father, until, Lord, O God, that victory is won once again. We pray, Father, that you would be with our brethren as we go home. Every one of us, Lord, in our families, that, Father, we continue with the same spirit of prayer, Lord. Father, that Hallelujah. As we would meet together again, Lord, Father, let it be that, Father, this anointing would continue to work in us, Lord. That, Father, we would continue, Lord, O God, in thy presence until we come to that place where Brother George mentioned, where we would say, Sister, I give you a child. Lord, let it be, O God. We are desiring for those places once again. Amen. Help us, Father, I pray for the church. Lord, the devil has fought against us for a long time, Lord. But you have kept us, Lord. Now I pray you would restore us fully once again, O God. Take down every barrier that has been placed in front of us, Lord. And tear it down, O God. Father, I pray for the pastor, Lord. It isn't easy to be pastor in a place like this. Lord, it takes a special spirit, Lord. And that spirit is only thy spirit, Lord. So I pray that your spirit would come, Lord, mightily upon him. Lord, protect him and strengthen him, Lord. Restore all his strength, O God. And use him mightly, Lord, Father, amongst your children. Every minister that supports the ministry, Lord, I pray for them too. Lord, O God. That, Father, your spirit would continue to work with them, Lord, as one, O God. Let us be one, Lord, as you are one with the Father. Lord, I pray, Father, for every officer, every person that helps in every little way, every brother, every sister, Lord. Father, O God, may you help us, Lord. That, Father, we may set forth a standard for thy word in this place, Lord. We commit now everything into your hands. Be with us, Lord, for the remainder of the week, Lord. Help us, Father, as we would meet on Saturday, that, Father, you would commune with us once more. We commit everything to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. See you on Saturday, saints. God bless you.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, that great Jesus' name and my prayer. The answer came. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answering. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answering. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith, answer came. Time, hallelujah, is an answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's an answer. He answers all.